This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces are trying to press their offensive deeper into your eastern Ukraine after taking control of a key stronghold, Lysychansk. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more details.
The spokesman of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Alexander Shtupin, says enemy forces are currently focusing their efforts on pushing further into the Donetsk region, intensifying shelling of key Ukrainian strongholds, Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. Shtupin adds, Russia has reinforced its weaponry by bringing additional ammunition from Crimea. The Ukrainian military has confirmed its forces have withdrawn from the city of Lysychansk, the last bulwark of Ukrainian resistance in the Luhansk province. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Danish police say three people were killed, three others in critical condition after a shooting at a shopping mall in Copenhagen. Copenhagen Police Inspector Soren Tomlinson has says that three victims in Sunday's attack are a man in his 40s and two young people. He says a 22-year-old Danish man was arrested after the shooting, and he tells reporters there is no indication that anyone else was involved, though police are still investigating. Chandra Stolz, an 18-year-old who was to attend a Harry Styles concert near the mall, says people started panicking and running.
People were guiding us towards the exit sign, and then we ran up the roof and were stuck there for a while. And then people were panicking all over the place and people crying.
Thomason says it's too early to speculate on the motive for the shooting. It happened in the late afternoon at Fields, one of the biggest shopping malls in Scandinavia. And according to witnesses, when the shots rang out, some people hid in the shops while others fled in a panic stampede. This is VOA News. A member of the U.S. House January 6 committee says more witnesses are coming forward with new details on the Capitol insurrection following former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson's devastating testimony last week against former President Donald Trump. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinziger says that there will be way more information and two public hearings this month, and to stay tuned because people are emerging every day. Hutchinson testified that Trump wanted to join an angry mob of his supporters who marched to the Capitol, where they rioted. Hutchinson also said then White House counsel Pat Cipollone was concerned that Trump would face criminal charges if the Republican then-president joined them. A black man was unarmed when Akron police chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. But officers believed that he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared that he was preparing to fire again, according to authorities at a news conference. Akron, Ohio police released video of the shooting of 25-year-old Jalen Walker, who was killed June 27th in a pursuit that started with an attempted traffic stop. The mayor called the shooting heartbreaking while asking for patience from the community. It's not clear how many shots were fired by the eight officers involved, but Walker sustained more than 60 wounds. An attorney for Walker's family said the officers kept firing even after he was on the ground. Drones are flying over an Italian alpine mountainside seeking to spot any more victims a day after a huge chunk of a rapidly melting glacier broke loose, sending an avalanche of ice, snow, and rocks slamming into hikers. Officials on Sunday spotted six bodies and said nine injured survivors were found. Attention on Monday was focused on determining how many people who might have been hiking on the peak were unaccounted for. Rescuers said that conditions downslope from the glacier, which had been melting for decades, were still too unstable to immediately send rescuers and dogs into the area to look for other buried under tons of debris. The U.S. Navy's Mideast-based 5th Fleet is starting to offer rewards for information that could help sailors intercept weapons, drugs, and other illicit shipments across the region. The program launches on Tuesday against the backdrop of tensions over Iran's nuclear program and Tehran's army of Yemen's Houthi rebels. The 5th Fleet's decision to offer cash and other goods for actionable intelligence may increase pressure on the flow of weapons to the Houthis as a shaky ceasefire still tolls in Shamia, Yemen. The 5th Fleet says it seized $500 million in drugs alone in 2021, more than four prior years combined. It also intercepted 9,000 weapons last year, three times the number seized in 2020. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.